Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with William Gallerani. He's the field director with Prison Fellowship for Western New York.
Prison Fellowship has a presence in just about all 50 states, and we've tried to make inroads into the prison systems in New York with success. I oversee the recruitment of volunteers and the establishing of prison fellowship academies in New York State correctional facilities.
What has been one of the biggest challenges to the type of missions work that you do?
I believe the greatest challenge in this day and age is the ability to recruit quality volunteers, men and women who have a real passion for prison ministry.
There are lots of ways people can get involved in serving and reaching out to inmates. How would people go about doing that if they wanted to get involved with Prison Fellowship?
They could go to our website, which is prisonfellowship.org, and they can read about the ministry, the history of the ministry, our mission, which is to restore those affected by crime and incarceration, and they can fill out an application. Once the application's filled out, they would have an interview with me as the New York field director. We would check some references, and then we would give them some training, some online training to introduce them to the ministry and prison culture. And then they would get prison clearance with the prison that they've chosen that they want to volunteer at. And then they would be working with other volunteers as well. And I tell you, we have some long-term volunteers. When they start to see the transformation taking place in the lives of these incarcerated men and women, they're hooked, and they just want to continue to do it.
Wow. Is there anything else, Will, you feel like our listeners need to know about the work that Prison Fellowship is doing?
All I would say is if God has called you to this, then put the fear aside, because you are going to find yourself in an exciting field, seeing lives transformed before your very eyes, and to see people who were caught in a cycle of crime and misconduct and recidivism actually become good citizens of the communities that they're being released to. And if they're not being released, I mean, some of these people will be in for years to come, but they become good citizens in the prisons they are. And as a result, the prisons are safer and our communities are safer. It's very rewarding, and I would encourage people who have thought about it to pursue it.
Well, 2 months ago, our lives were changed in a drastic way because of the COVID-19 crisis, and it has obviously changed how ministry is done in prisons.
Prisons nationwide are on lockdown, you know, a lockout. Volunteers and programming is not taking place. And my guess in New York State is it probably won't open until the end of June, since the governor has already closed out the school year as well. Right now, though, I tell you, the state of New York has done very well. The Department of Corrections, as of last week, there have been 434 confirmed cases in our prisons. So when you consider the challenges to social distancing and things as such, 434 cases, of which 264 are now recovered and out of isolation. So the Department of Corrections has really been doing a very good job of maintaining a really good standard, I guess. I imagine it could be a lot worse. So they've been very, very careful. So this lockout of volunteer and programming and limiting visits has really paid off, I believe, for the prisons in New York.
Are they doing any kind of virtual learning or groups that you know of?
Yes. Prison Fellowship has made available what's called Floodlight. And Floodlight is a series of programming that can be streamed into the facility if the facility has that technological equipment. Otherwise, the stuff can be downloaded onto DVDs and played inside the facilities. So it's all redemptive in nature. It's got some feature films. It deals with some of the Celebrate Recovery material, different programming. There is some distance learning that's taking place. It's more virtual, but for the most part, a lot of the programming, and obviously anything that's done in person, has been interrupted on account of this pandemic.
That's William Gallerani with Prison Fellowship. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?